在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
The arrests of 10 Russians accused of spying surprised many people here in the United States and in Russia, so many at one time. Now they have pleaded guilty to conspiracy to act as unregistered agents of a foreign country.This is what one of their attorneys had to say.
Initially, the decision to plead guilty was a very difficult one, and as I mentioned, it involved numerous factors.
Shift now to halfway around the world and the focus on Russian scientist Igor Sutygin. He was convicted 6 years ago of spying for the U.S. His brother says American officials sought his release.
Из разговора Игоря вот с этим самым генералом.
From Igor's conversation with the general,It became clear that this question was being solved on the highest level, most likely with the involvement of Russian and U.S. presidents.
One of the 10 Russians, Anna Chapman, captured the attention of many Americans with her looks and stories of her New York party lifestyle. Her attorney and her mother expect Chapman back in Moscow on Friday.
She didn't want to do anything bad, but she has got her parents into trouble, caused problems for the people with whom she worked and for her friends.
U.S. authorities say the Russians mostly lived and worked quietly in the United States for years, some raising children while trying to gather information on U.S. nuclear weapons and politics for Russian intelligence.Former CIA agent Bob Baer and others in the intelligence community say they are shocked at the Russians' clandestine activities.
The Cold War is over. The Russians may not know it, but it's over. We are on the same side. And the fact that the FBI got in their communications is extraordinary, or was able to actually meet them and pretend to be Russians. They were completely, totally compromised, and this is going to cause an enormous scandal in Moscow.
The last time Washington and Moscow publicly swapped prisoners was on this Berlin Bridge in 1986. Anatoly Sharansky, a famous Soviet dissident, and three other prisoners were exchanged for communist spies detained in the West. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.